What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this episode of Graveyard Gaming. Now, today's, ladies and gentlemen, it is more of that controversy corner-style Graveyard Gamer that I've talked about before, because there's a couple of trends, one by PlayStation and one by Xbox, that I want to talk about, because as of right now, are they big deals? Are they affecting me in any way? No, but that is the beginning of a possible trend that it's like, ooh, gamers, we might need to nip this in the bud because I could see some bad things in the future. Now, first off, I'm a PlayStation guy. I don't want to be accused of bias, so let me jump right on the PlayStation side and say what my issue is. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the announcement last week that PlayStation Plus is going up in price. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about a $5, $10 price across the board. We're talking $20 to $40 per year price, depending on what tier of the PlayStation Plus package you get. Now, personally, I do not have PlayStation Plus, and I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't have a ton of time as a gamer to sit there and actually play a lot of the cool games that they have on there. I mean, in all honesty, the last time I had it from April of 2021 through April of 2022, unfortunately, I think I only took advantage of one game, like, played start to finish. I did play a few games here and there, you know, at least a couple hours and a couple, and then maybe dabble a little bit here and there. But ultimately, that's when I had a lot of free time. Now you get to where I'm kind of cut short on what I can play. I just don't see me being able to take advantage of it for the monthly price or the yearly price. And then also, I don't play multiplayer, so I don't actually need that online access, if you will. However, PlayStation Plus is always one of those things that I want to get. As a PlayStation gamer, I want to have Plus. I want to have access to all those things. I want the little thing to pop up when I'm playing a game, the little game card that lets you look at, hey, I need a hint. Boom, I'd like to have that option. I want it all. I want to be part of that experience. I want the little plus next to my icon, next to my little name. So all of that I want, and I kind of always evaluate. There's many times over this past year that I've came close to picking it up. I've seen some cool games on offer, and I'm like, yo, maybe I should go ahead and do it, and then I don't. And to be honest with you, it's probably worked out better in my favor, because I can't see what would happen if I added a whole bunch of classic games I could jump on and play, or the free games every month. It'd probably really wreck my normal game with the games that I actually bought and want to play right now. But when it comes to this whole PlayStation Plus thing, the thing that bugs me is, look, even if you have the premium deal, right, you have the $120 a year, it's going up $40 to $160, that's $40 a month. You break it down, it's less than $4 a month extra you're paying. Is that a major deal? Honestly, not really. You can easily justify that $4 a month with, hey man, it's a cup of coffee, right? Not a major deal for all the options you get. My problem, though, comes from the fact that as a consumer, I'm looking at it this way. And look, let me just go ahead and throw this out there, because it will impact my next part as well. I am a little bit thrifty when it comes to gaming. I will buy the games I want day one. I will pay that $70. As I've talked about, Spider-Man coming up pretty soon, WWE earlier this year, a couple other games that I've picked up here and there. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of times I do look for the value in things. If I see a game that looks like, you know what, I think I'll enjoy that. I don't know if it's going to be like the number one game I want to play. Maybe I'll wait for a sale. Or if, hey, a game comes out and I'm super excited to play it, but hey, I'm already still knee-deep in this game and I don't want to stop playing, I'll wait on the other game till maybe a sale, just to kind of get some air, give me some space. So let me put that out there. I wouldn't say I'm cheap, but I definitely look at the value of something. So when I look at something that I want to kind of get involved in, $120 is already something that I'm going, okay, let me justify that. I'm going to get a lot of experience, how much I'm going to use it. You price hike it, an extra $40 to $160, I'm not going to lie. At that point, I kind of take a step back. And I kind of have to really think about how much am I going to use this feature. Now, with my job, if you guys have followed this podcast for a while, you know there's been multiple times for a year or two I've been away from family and I've had a lot more time to game. Problem with that is, the first place I went to would have been great to have access to everything. The second place I went to would have absolutely not benefited me at all. And this case why the last time I had PlayStation Plus, I didn't actually get to take a ton of advantage of those games. So I'm sitting there, I'm looking at that sticker shock, that sticker value, and I'm going, well, that's crazy. And then I think, like a consumer, right, I start to really kind of look at the business of this, and I go, you know what, I can understand if the prices had been set a couple years ago, and now it's just inflation, and, you know, yada, yada, yada happening, but it's not. The prices for PlayStation Plus were set only a year ago, a little over a year ago. I think it was last June that this thing kicked off. So I'm sitting there going, okay, well, you're increasing this thing from $20, $30, $40, depending on the tier you get. But what's the extra incentive? Why is the value different now? Why is a $120 product now $160? What has incentivized me to buy into this? Now, look, there's promises of better games, and I know one of the things they showed was Saints Row was coming in September as part of the three free games you can pick up, and I sit there and I go, you know what, for me as a fan of Saints Row, I absolutely would be super stoked, and I'd be downloading that right away. But here's the catch. If I'm a fan of Saints Row, why haven't I downloaded and played that game already? I mean, to be honest with you guys, you can go to Walmart right now and buy that game brand new on PS5 for $20. Honestly, that game came out to commercial and critical mediocrity. Even gamers that love the series that I kind of follow up on, they kind of all say, yeah, it's okay. That's about as good as it gets. It's okay. So I look at that game and I go, well, that can't be the shining star to show. We're going to start having these bigger games. Plus, it's already been a year since that game has come out. So again, what is the value? What have you done? What are you going to do to get my money to make me say I want to pay that? Now, if they were going to say, hey, day and date with first-party titles, I don't think Sony would ever do that, but I could see the price hike. If they were going to say, look, within the first 6 months, you'll see those PlayStation exclusives, I could see it then. If they were just guaranteed to start seeing more titles or something, man, something to guarantee us, something to say, hey, we're doing this for you guys, so it's going to cost us more, I would get it. I just have a very hard time justifying a $40 price hike. Because look, for me, I keep talking about that top tier. Because honestly, the middle tier, it really doesn't do anything for me. If I'm going to get into PlayStation Plus, I'm either going to go the bottom tier, where I just get access to online and those three free games a month, or I'm going to want to get the top one with everything. I don't really need that middleman, you know what I mean? So it's like to either ask an extra 20 from me or an extra 40 from me, it's like you got to show me that you're doing something new. The last time you increased PlayStation Plus, especially not like a dollar or two here, but an actual price hike, was when you went to what PlayStation Plus was last year to what it became last year, which I feel like the value is definitely in there. There's a reason why you see that price hike. For me to just see a studio go, yo, this is where we're going to go, I got to scratch my head. Look, the absolute fact of the matter is, if you don't know, all across the board, subscription services are not meeting expectation of the businesses. For example, if you want to go into the realm of TV and movies and whatnot, Disney Plus is not happy where their subscription count is. CBS, Paramount, all of these guys, HBO Max has struggled a lot. Like, they're just not happy with what's being done. And the reason being is, and I think it's a little bit different when it comes to that kind of stuff versus what you're getting in gaming, but it kind of still lines up, is the fact it's all about the new thing. Look, don't get me wrong. I go on HBO Max and most of the stuff I watch is old stuff. But the way they're drawing new people in is those new movies. Disney Plus. Hey, man, there's a lot of stuff I jump on there and I watch too. But the reason they're trying to get people added in is look at the new things you can only get here, right? So when it comes to their subscription service, a lot of these guys have struggled. Disney's looking at rechanging how they do all their stuff. In fact, they've even talked about doing a Netflix style, all their shows drop at one time instead of releasing them weekly. But here's the deal. If these studios, which, let's be real, gaming is a huge deal. It's a huge part of our culture, but it's probably still not on level as TV and movies and whatnot, right? For example, my wife's not a gamer. She could care less about gaming subscriptions, but she's going to want to make sure she has subscriptions to the different studio jobs they have. Well, when you come to the gaming side, it's about the same way. I'm not going to say they're not meeting their expectations. Both, I think, PlayStation and Xbox have said that they are kind of where they're breaking even with their Game Pass and PlayStation Plus, but they're probably not where they absolutely want to be. So they're probably over that even point, but they're just not making that huge jump that they wanted. And this kind of concerns me. Because what's the next step? Are we going to keep increasing the price? Because if you increase the price of PlayStation Plus, as long as you don't have a mass amount of people get away, even if people stop doing it, guess what? Well, they're paying more, so you're kind of covering that fact. And the people that are like, all right, cool, I'm cool with paying this price, which is fine, you spend your money how you want to, you're now covering the people that quit playing. So it would take a massive amount of people to leave to make the difference up for those that stay or those that sign on. Same thing with Game Pass. If Game Pass were to start raising their prices to make up for it, I think would be an issue. And it really comes down to this. It's not really a bothersome that they raise the price. I understand certain things cost stuff. However, the simple fact is, if you're going to make this kind of price jump, right, you're going to really go between $20 and $40 a year, which again, is not the end of the world, but hey man, it could be something for some families. If you're going to make that kind of price point, you got to offer something for value, because your valuation a year ago says it's only worth this, but now you're wanting to charge that. You got to show me, what are you doing extra? What's the thing that you're adding to it to make that value? I'm not trying to say, gimme, but I'm just trying to say, hey, if on August 31st, I would have bought it and I would have only paid $120 per year, why on September 1st am I going to have to pay $160? It's the same product. you gotta show something, and you can't show something in retrospect. Like, I don't understand if they have something coming down the line, some kind of big, hey, this is why we're bringing PlayStation Home back as part of PlayStation Plus. Okay, cool, man. I could get that, but why wait? So it makes it just seem like it's just a price hike to just get more money from people, and it's all about the milking people. What else can we get? And that brings me to my number two point, and that is really dealing more an industry thing, but I'm going to focus more on Xbox on this. And ladies and gentlemen, that is this idea that you can get early access to games. Look, gamers, I'm not dumb. I know what a release date is. I know that if a game has a release date of September 6th, like Starfield, and I'm going to bring this up here, I know that means that's when the developer said the game is going to be ready, we're going to put it on sale, everybody can go out and buy it. However, we're in a different time. This isn't 20 years ago where you have to wait for and make sure that all the stores can have all the products so you can sell all the disc games. We are far past that. We are at a point where most people buy their games day one digitally. They are not sitting there and buying a lot of discs. I love a disc, don't get me wrong. I love I just like the collector part of having that. However, that's just not where gaming is going. Gaming's moving away from that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, when it comes to these guys making these deals, it never really is about like crunch time. You know what I mean? We hear crunch time. However, that's to get the game gold. Once the game's gold and it's being manufactured and being out there, guess what? It really is just a matter of setting a date and hitting send or hitting release or whatever it is, whatever the button says for them to make it available. For example, and this is the one that gets me, is Starfield. Starfield is out there. The release date is September 6th. But let's be real. A couple months ago, Bethesda, Xbox sat around. They said, hey, when you can get this game available? Bethesda probably answered, oh, September 1st. We'll probably have it all ready to go. It'll be good to go, ready to, for people to get off in that galaxy far, far away. And I bet Microsoft said, well, you know what? What if we make that early access, the premium edition, and we make it September 6th for everybody else so that we can make money off of it? Now, look, again, I'm going to pick on Starfield here. I'm going to talk about this because I have a different issue with it. But when it comes to just early access in general, let me just say I don't like it. I didn't buy for it for WWE 2K23 this year. I don't think it's a good idea with Mortal Kombat's doing it. It feels, for me, from my perspective, I have a different perspective than a lot of people, is it's not about early access, it's about punishment. You don't want to pay us extra, so you have to wait to this other date. But if you're willing to spend more money, we're going to give you the game right now. Because guess what? The game's ready. It's not ready for just certain select people. They didn't just work it really hard to get this portion of people ready. No! The game's ready. The game's out there. It's almost like going to Walmart on a Friday when the new game comes out on Tuesday, but they've broken the street date and the game's being sold early. That's kind of what it's like, except for now Walmart's charging you for them breaking street date. It's just the publisher's doing it. But the problem I have in this episode, so again, I don't really like and I don't really take part in the whole early access. I just don't think that that's a smart deal. I think that's definitely milking customers. But the thing that I'm going to talk about in this episode specifically, the thing that I think is a bad trend, is the fact that Starfield has early access. And you might say, well, what's the big deal about Starfield versus anything else? Because Starfield is one of the biggest games releasing this year on Game Pass. And look, this is not a third-party deal. This isn't something they worked out with Bethesda to release only on Xbox. This isn't a second-party deal. This is straight up a first-party deal. Remember, Microsoft owns Bethesda. So it's not just like Bethesda makes the deals and Microsoft says, okay, that's what it's going to be. No, Microsoft is the overlord for what Bethesda ultimately does with its release dates and how they release the content and all of that other stuff. So my problem with this is they're sitting there and they're going against what the very fabric, the biggest selling point of Game Pass is day one releases for quote-unquote free if you have the subscription. Well, now here's the first big game, and this is a huge game for Xbox. Let's be real. Talked about this on a previous episode. This is a massive game, probably the biggest game for this generation for Xbox. And the first thing they do is they can't tout it as, man, it's free on Game Pass. They can come to September 6th, but for the first week, it's only those who paid extra. And let's be real. Again, it's not that it's ready because they worked super hard to get it ready for September 1st because of your money to help make it done. No! It was ready on September 1st. They just held it back from everybody else. Let's be real. This is milking customers. This might be Xbox's new way of paying for Game Pass without having to increase the subscription cost, right? Because let's be real. They've just spent, 70-something billion dollars, or they're in the process of spending 70-something billion dollars overall for all of these different publishers. That's a lot of money to make up from. So I could see where they're like, you know, we're not going to charge the Game Pass players extra. What we're going to do is we're going to do these premium editions for our games so they get that early access. So instead of, now get this now, instead of the people that were going to wait and play Starfield, they either had to pay 30 extra dollars or they had to just buy the game for $100 to get this early access. Gamers, I just see this as a negative trend because while you could sit there and go, dude, it's just Starfield. I was hyped for Starfield. I'm ready for Starfield. I didn't care about the extra money. That's great. Cool, man. Again, you spend your money how you want to. But what if when Fable comes out, it's got a premium edition? What if the next Forza comes out, it's got a premium edition? What if the next Gears comes out, it's got one? What if every major AAA Xbox exclusive first party game coming out starts doing these things? Guess what, gamers? Here's what's happening. You're paying your 15 or whatever it is a month for Game Pass, but then you're also paying to buy this game that should be part of Xbox Game Pass. And I get it. I get it. It's just for the people that aren't willing to spend that extra money, but I sit there and I go, yeah, but this is the whole point. As somebody that doesn't have an Xbox, it looks at going, okay, if I get into Xbox, definitely got to get Game Pass. That's definitely the deal. But to find out that, oh, cool, well, this whole day one release, it's not really a thing. Because ultimately, release dates aren't what they were. Not anymore, where it's all about downloading. Day one to download. It's not about day one to go into the store and buy it. It's day one to download. So this is just a release of that game to be made available. I say all this because, you know, again, I'm on the outside. I'm looking in and I'm going, yo, like, kind of takes the joy away from Game Pass and me wanting to go out and get it because all these major first-party titles, are they going to start charging me extra? Because if so, I'm not really getting on day one, am I? But I say all this because I put it in motion. I talked to a neighbor of mine. Dude comes out. We're having a conversation. To be honest with you guys, didn't know the guy was that big of a gamer. I knew he was into like Call of Duty and multiplayer games. I didn't know he was big into single player. We start having a conversation. First thing, he lightens me up about how the fact that he's been disappointed with Call of Duty because he wants a good story mode and he just hasn't found that in the last couple ones. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, then it moves to Bethesda. This dude is telling me storylines from Skyrim and Fallout 4 and 3 that I don't remember, and I love those games, right? Like, this guy knows all the details, and he told me how he was very confused. He's like, man, I saw Starfield. He goes, I immediately hit download. He goes, it downloaded it all. And then he's like, I went to go play it. And it was like, nope, no access. And I was like, well, bro, you got to pay the either $30 to do it, or you got to go buy, you know, the $100 edition, whatever it is. If you have Game Pass, don't have Game Pass, blah, blah, blah. The look on the dude's face was priceless. He was actually kind of hurt and a little disappointed because what he told me, he goes, man, I pay for Game Pass. Like, that's the point of game. I pay for it so I can get these games day one. And I'm like, well, man, you know, hey, they say day one is September 6th. And he goes, no, it's not. If everybody else can play it, he goes, that's not day one. Day one is now. Day one is when it's released. That's the key to it. And I'm not going to say he was like, screw Xbox, I hate Xbox. He wasn't any of that. But he was actually upset because, again, as a consumer, you buy the product you want, the subscription rate, and you go, okay, cool, I'm going to pay this. I get these games for free. And the first thing Xbox does, one of their biggest titles, is go, cool, early access. Gamers, let me just clarify. When it comes to subscription services, like, for example, EA Play, and part of that subscription service is that, I believe it's a 3-day, a week, something like that, early access to the games, that I'm okay with. Why? Because that's part of your subscription. Your subscription is to get that early access, right? So I understand that. My problem comes in the fact that Xbox Game Pass touts, and as a Sony guy, man, oh man, trust me, I have seen it, I've had it thrown in my face, that Xbox gets day one games. Well, here's Starfield, the biggest game, and they go, oh, it's day one, you know, unless you get this other edition, you pay extra money, you give money. It's like, well, what's the point of that? That to me, that makes no sense. It should be when it's released, which would be last week. So again, does this affect me? No, I don't have an Xbox. It's not affecting me. Does the PlayStation Plus thing affect me? No, it doesn't. Wasn't planning on getting PlayStation Plus anytime soon. So no, it doesn't. Do any of these issues make me mad? Do they mess with my gaming life? No, not at all. However, it's just something that I'm looking at going, you know what? It's not a problem today. It's not a problem that PlayStation Plus went up right this minute. I mean, it sucks. It definitely does. But it doesn't really affect anything. And it's not a big deal that Starfield has actually got early access. I personally don't agree with early access. And it's not a big deal that this is the, you know, Xbox Game Pass game doing it. Really and truly, it's not that big of a deal. But again, it's what does that imply? How far can Sony keep rising prices on everything? When do they have to stop and think about the consumer? And then, with Xbox, how many games are they going to start doing this early access stuff that is supposed to debut? And again, I'm not talking third party or second party. I'm talking that first party point of this is first party releasing day and date on Xbox unless you have a premium edition. When does that become an issue? Kind of feels like these could be slippery slopes that we got to maintain. Now, gamers, listen, I know this is a controversial take, and I know more often than not, you guys are not going to agree with me. Maybe it's because I'm too cheap. Maybe it's because I look at PlayStation Plus as an extra that I don't want to pay for. Got it. Maybe it's because I look at Starfield and I go, well, I don't have an Xbox, so I can't worry about it, and man, I don't want to pay extra for a game. Cool. But I've also spoken with my own wallet. I didn't buy WWE when I was going to buy it earlier. So at the end of the day, it's one of those things that I get it, it's controversial. You guys may absolutely hate this take. I get it, dude. You might be very passionate and just be completely annoyed that people would have this take. I get that, man. I understand I'm not knocking Xbox and I'm not knocking PlayStation. I'm just looking at these trends going, I hope this isn't the start of something. So gamers, I would love to know your take. Good, bad, whatever. TheGraveyardGamer@gmail.com. TheGraveyardGamer on Instagram is where you can find me, or TheGraveyardG on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping on the graveyard.